Good morning. How's everyone? Good. Well, today, you know, those two songs that you just sang, there is a underlying theme in those songs. You know what those themes are? Water. Water. And today is the baptism of Jesus. So if you look at the font, over there at the font is where you were washed clean of your sin and given a new name. What name were you given? The Son, yeah, Child of God. Very good, Cale. You're given a new title, Child of God, or a new name. But you know, and today in Jesus' baptism, we see the Holy Spirit come down like a dove. He flies down and lands on Jesus, showing that Jesus is the sacrifice who will die for you and me and for all of them. But then we hear something. What did we hear in our text this morning? We hear a voice, and that voice says, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Has your mom and dad ever said that to you? You are my dear child, and in you I am well pleased. Have you ever heard that? God the Father says it to you all the time. Because that's the voice that we hear today. That's the voice of God. How many of you have ever heard the voice of God? I hope all of them's got their hands up too. Because every time you come to church, you are hearing the voice of God. Whenever you read the Bible, you're hearing the voice of God. When you hear the pastor say, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," whose voice are you hearing? God's. You're actually hearing the voice of God. You're hearing the voice of your Heavenly Father. And your Heavenly Father calls you beloved ones. Why are you beloved of God? Why does God love you? Owen? Because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. Because of what Jesus has done for you on the cross, you are a beloved child of God. Because of what happened to you there at the baptismal font, you are a beloved child of God. And all of this was done for you. It was done for you, not by you. It was done for you. And what has God done for you ultimately? He is, as we heard in the text today, that the heavens were opened. Actually, you'll hear in the sermon pretty soon that they were torn open. Heaven was torn open for who? No, not for God. For who? Yeah, say me. Say it louder.
Me.
Heaven was opened for me, for them, for all of us, because of what Jesus has done for us. So therefore, Jesus truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And because of Jesus, you are a dear child of God. So every time you come to church, every time you come to Sunday school, when you hear God's word read to you, you're hearing the voice of your Heavenly Father. And all the children should say, "Thanks be to Jesus." Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for in the waters of the Jordan River, you have sanctified all water as a loving washing away of all of our sins. For in your word, Lord God, you give that water power. And in that word, we are made your children. We are sanctified and set apart. We are your dear children. And whenever we hear your word, we are hearing your voice. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for calling us beloved ones, for we truly are ones loved by you for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all the children said,
"Amen."
Let's say it a little bit louder.
Amen.